Members of all levels of government gathered Monday morning on Kerr Street in Oakville to announce $45 million in funding for affordable senior housing. The region of Halton is providing over $24 million for the four-story supportive housing building at 263 Kerr Street, with nearly $12 million coming from the federal and provincial governments and an additional $9 million through the Fed's Rapid Housing Initiative. "This is exactly what we need to continue to do as we address the housing crisis in our country," said Oakville MP and President of the Treasury Board Anita Anand. "Everyone here today has demonstrated leadership in housing, and they are a big reason why we're able to make this announcement today." The building will consist of 52 total units, 22 of which are self-contained bachelor units that share a kitchenette and common lounge, as well as 31 bedroom units. 10 of the units will be accessible. There will also be ground floor space for a seniors' community hub. The project is for low-income seniors and will provide on-site supportive housing programs and services. Construction is anticipated to start sometime in the next few weeks and wrap up in fall 2024. The new building is being constructed on the same plot of land as an existing Halton Community Housing Corporation building. "Constructing a new building was deemed to be a better option for residents than adding to the existing structure, as officials say it will require less time and resources. The location is also ideal," said Oakville Mayor Rob Burton, "due to the proximity to grocery stores, pharmacies, parks, and the local community center. The building is on bus routes that run through downtown Oakville and to the Central Library branch." Halton has doubled in population in the last 33 years, currently at just about 550,000 people. "It's estimated that the population will double again in the next 25 to 30 years," said Burton. "As we grow, we will continue to provide for all sectors of our population," he noted. The mayor added he expects more supportive housing for seniors will be built in the coming years. "There are currently more than 2.6 million people in Ontario aged 65 and older, according to Statistics Canada." The Ontario Long-Term Care Association says one out of every 13 people in Ontario will be 80 or older by 2040.